News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The results of the 2025 Leaving Cert Certificate appeals will be available from 11 a.m. this morning, and this year has seen a 43% increase in applications for Leaving Cert appeals compared to 2024. And Brian Mooney, guidance counsellor, Irish Times education columnist, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Brian. That seems to me to be quite a large jump, 43% increase in 1 year in people looking for appeals. What is going
on?
Explain.
Huge increase.
Yeah,
it's probably because people expected to get offers this year based on their Leaving Cert results and didn't, because the points didn't come down. The points in a lot of courses actually went up because we had nearly 5,000 people additional applying to the CO this year. We had about 4,000 additional people in Leaving Cert this year. And we also had 20,000 students from previous years applying with the 7% enhancement they received post-COVID.
Okay, so a big jump in numbers, some of whom, yes, those 20,000 from last year had a bit of an advantage over, of course, this year. So points didn't fall, yes, people disappointed, and things like people getting their first preference or their preference in their top three obviously went down this year. That will all feed, yes, into it. Just tell us, yes, the machinations of what's going to happen today, Brian, because there are people around the country, yes, in my own household, by the way, included, who have an appeal, yeah, in. What happens now?
At 11 o'clock this morning, you will be able to see the result of that appeal, obviously, on the student portal, which you can access, obviously, from home. Your school will also be informed of the results in around 11 a.m. And you'll be able to see the marks that were allocated to you are on the basis of this appeal, which actually led to 638 upgrades. And then the enhancement, which was adjusted, obviously, in the Leaving Cert result correction this year, will be applied. And that led to 3,935 upgrades. Now, we don't know how many of the 10,048 people who did appeal. Was it one appeal for everybody, or did some get two and others won't get any? But all of that would be available. Okay. And then the CAO have obviously been given this data. They'll process it and they will make round five offers on Tuesday next, the 30th of September.
Okay, so back of an envelope maths, what we're seeing there is at least 15% of people who appealed seem to have gone up. Now, if you didn't go, yeah, up, or if you... Can you go down? I don't know if you can go down. But if you didn't go up, or you...
Nobody went down.
Okay. So, right. So nobody went down. That's good. But if you didn't go up, nothing has changed. Wherever you stand now, I,
yeah,
imagine.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
if you do go up, right, and if your points now, mm, are applicable to a course that you wanted higher up your CAO, but you didn't, mm, get...
Yes.
What happens? Do you get that on Tuesday?
Okay.
What happens if that... course is full?
To be truthful, Ciara, if you think about it, 3,935 additional sets of points, that is minimum of 10,
yeah,
points, right, for 3,935 results. Let's presume we're talking about 3,935 individuals, but we're not, because some people might have got two upgrades, right?
Yeah.
So it might be less than that number. That will trigger an offer, if in fact you go up and you get the points that were required for one of your higher option courses, right?
Okay.
The problem is, obviously, where people appealed, we may find that they're appealing for courses where the points were high. So you're talking about the guts of 4,000 offers at that level. There aren't, you know, if there are 400 places available.
So there's no, so you're going to go, let's just presume for some people, you're going to go up,
yeah,
because we know there,
right,
will be. You,
yes,
are now eligible, you're now eligible
offer
for a course you missed out on, but there's no place in that course.
Correct.
Do they give you an offer for next year, or what happens?
Exactly. In other words, you are eligible for that offer, but remember, the CAO is simply doing what the colleges tell them. So the individual college will see, yes, Mary Jones is entitled to a place on this course, but that course is full, or, you know, we have 10 people who have been upgraded to this and there's only one place,
yeah,
left or whatever. Then you get into a random selection process. But anyway, we won't go there. And effectively there, you have to be offered that place. And therefore, the only way of offering you the place is a guaranteed offer for September 2026.
Okay. Now, so there'll be some places ring-fenced in 2026 for this year's appeals people.
Exactly. Now, I was told by one of the admissions officers of one of the biggest universities a couple of weeks ago that the reason the points were high this year in some courses were the number of places that had to have been pre-offered for last year's appeals
process. We're paying
it
forward the whole time here, Brian, aren't we? In a bad way.
That's exactly what's happening. Effectively, if you get a large chunk of these places that aren't available now, they're just simply being pushed forward.
Completely.
And they're gone from last year.
Class of 2026 being screwed in much the same way as class of 2025 were. Last question for you. Obviously, if you go up, that's fine. What if you go up, right? You get your appeal, you go up, and the course you wanted had that points, yes, but it was on random selection. What happens to those people?
Okay. What happens there is that every single course you applied for in the CAO, your 1 to 10, generated a random number on the day that the CAO closed their applications back on the 1st of July, right? So, and that number just sits at the back of the computer system. If, in fact, you are ending up in that situation today, what happens is that random number that was generated for you is looked at, and if it is higher than the last random number offered for that course back a couple of weeks ago, you're guaranteed the
place.
All
right, so you're still...
If it's lower...
You're not.
If it's lower, you're not.
So randomised still. Look, thank you, Brian. You've explained that very well. Lots of families will be very, very interested in that this morning. That is Brian Mooney there, guidance counsellor and Irish Times columnist. Do let us know if you're waiting with bated breath this morning for those 11 o'clock results. We'd love to hear from you this morning on the show.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.